The Professionals by Owen Laukkanen, read by Jeff Harding. 1. Martin Warner checked his watch as the train slowed for Highland Park. 6:45. Not early, but not terribly late either. Time enough for a relaxed dinner and a couple hours babysitting the bulls before putting Sarah and Tim to bed. The train jostled and the brakes squealed, and Warner stood, thinking about a hot lasagna and a cold beer. And maybe, if Leanne wasn't too tired, a little bit of fun in the master bedroom before they turned in for the night. It was dusk by the time he stepped onto the platform, the crisp October air and the chill wind off Lake Michigan already hinting at the long winter ahead. And Warner shivered involuntarily and pulled his coat close around him as he joined the rest of the Highland Park commuters, a uniform crush of tailored suits and tasteful ties and $1,000 briefcases, a collective desire to get home, get warm, get fed. The arrivals streamed out of the station, and Warner moved with the current toward the far end of the parking lot, the herd thinning around him until only a few stragglers remained. When he was alone on the pavement, he stopped and surveyed the archipelago of cars, searching in vain for his own. The light was dim in the back corners of the lot, and he couldn't see his car. He squinted into the shadows, turned around, and realized after a moment that someone had parked a van in front of it, a white Ford cargo van. "I must be tired," he thought, fingering his keys in his pocket and skirting the van to where his Lexus sat waiting. He pressed a button on his key fob and the car chirped in response as he reached for the door handle. Before he could open the door, however, a woman's voice...